Structure, sweetness, and space. We've drawn on the dynamic balance of the natural world to create the conceptual foundation we use in this book to guide you toward the attainment of your well life. Our system for a life of balance, peace, happiness, and meaningful achievement is composed of three elements: structure, sweetness, and space. If you're committed to the well life, then the good-feeling, soul-nourishing, body-fortifying activities can't wait while you juggle your obligations and pursue your dreams. We developed this system so that you can incorporate the tenets of a well life while still fulfilling your responsibilities. Here's what each of the three components entails. Sweetness. Playing, being in nature, singing, stretching, exploring, cooking, eating, loving, connecting, creating, and enjoying all come under the general heading of sweetness. Sweetness not only makes life more satisfying, it also makes you stronger and better and more authentically you. When we tell people, don't postpone the sweetness, it's not because we think you shouldn't have to wait until retirement to enjoy life. Though you should also enjoy it then, too, of course. Don't postpone the sweetness because when you feed your life and soul with it, you become more effective at bringing your potential into the world and shaping this life however you choose. Furthermore, if you fill your life with sweetness, you move many steps closer to the life of your dreams, regardless of the outcome of any particular goal. If your goals don't materialize when you think they will, or at all, at least you won't have spent years neglecting the sweet stuff. Just the opposite. You will have spent the time doing work that feels significant, treating yourself well, enjoying the world, and living the full spectrum of this human experience. It doesn't get much better than that. And then, when you do achieve your dreams, if you've been feeding your soul and growing all the while, you'll be better able to assimilate the new changes in a healthy way. Structure. As we've expanded our understanding of health to include the ability to successfully shape one's circumstances, achieve goals, and capably manage the responsibilities of a fully engaged human, we've noticed that structure is a challenge for most people. Every goal, from the smallest to the grandest, requires some form of structure to get from point A to point B. The same is true for the balanced operation of a life with many moving parts. Yet we've encountered many people who try to avoid structure altogether because they simply don't know how to incorporate it, and/or they believe it will restrict their freedom and creativity. Or they interpret the law of attraction to mean that everything is accomplished through thought, and therefore structure and work are needless or misguided. Other clients willingly utilize structure, but not always in a way that would be the most efficient or fulfilling for them. Perhaps the structures they have in place haven't been consciously updated since childhood. They're doing things in the circuitous or cumbersome way they came up with decades ago. There may be mechanisms in place that serve agendas that haven't been applicable for years. They may have adopted elements of structure by imitating others, but without personalizing them. When we've examined the structures people are using to try to create successful, happy, and meaningful lives, we've found that most folks lack a good education in life architecture. We've seen structures like a bridge made of clothesline suspended over a canyon. It seems to go from point A to point B, but it lacks support. Making it across would depend on a massive amount of personal effort, focus, and luck. Other structures were more like a concrete pipe, sturdier to walk through maybe, but at the expense of any enjoyment along the way. Still other structures we've encountered were like complicated tangles of trusses and cables and beams, more likely to get the traveler lost and confused than to their destination. Structuring your life in a conscious way inevitably means recognizing and abandoning structural elements that are not to code, meaning extraneous, unsound, impinging on other needs, or otherwise dysfunctional. A full life and a complicated life are very different things. Complicated structural habits can make a person feel overwhelmed when they only have two things to get done in a day. Likewise, operating from structures that secretly serve hidden desires or unhealthy beliefs can be like using an outdated navigation system. You may end up at a used tire stand on a dusty road, trading in one of your less important organs for a soup can full of gasoline. We really don't want to see that happen. Everyone knows the shortest distance between two points is a straight line, but we're not suggesting that the only good structure is one that never meanders. There are rarely any straight lines in life, because there's lots to learn and experience along the way. A good structure is one that's forged consciously, incorporates sweetness and space, and steers you in the direction of your dreams. You've heard many times that happiness is a journey, not a destination. The same is true for life architecture. Sure, we want you to get to point B, but why take the boring sidewalk there when you could dance across lily pads or ride in a hot air balloon with a pink unicorn on it? Why not find a way to get there that involves doing something beautiful with the resources you're given? Why not take a path that enables you to use your gifts? Why not choose a vehicle that's aligned with your life purpose? Why not find a way to get there that helps and inspires others along the way? That's what healthy structure will do for you. Space. The key to creating healthy and functional structure is to integrate it with sweetness and space. Space is where we connect to spirit. Space is where we really see ourselves. In space, we can come to understand our darkness and our light, and we can learn the depths of our potential. Space gives us the capacity to receive and expand. We need space to reflect, adjust, and grow. Alignment and healing can't occur without it. Space is where we listen, not to our thoughts or our media, but to the stillness within us where truth lives. Insight and creativity only enter our consciousness through the opening that space provides. Space is the crucible in which sweetness and structure interact to yield a life that feels inspired, meaningful, and fun. Sweetness needs space in order to be rooted in authenticity and to penetrate, engage, and feed the deepest parts of you. Structure needs space for perspective. It doesn't breathe without space. Moreover, you need space to really understand where you want your structures to take you. In turn, within the earthly realm, sweetness gives space a language, and structure provides vessels for space to enter the everyday world. Many traditions have a term like space to describe the emptiness from which everything is born. In Taoism, it's called Wu Ji, the limitless, boundless, or most literally, the non-polar. In this sense, it's where our expanded consciousness resides, which isn't polarized and doesn't need to take positions and is simply open. In Buddhism, it's called sunyata, emptiness, openness, or spaciousness, the space in which the soul is unconfined by the mind. In Ayurveda, it's akasha, which means space or ether, the origin and essence of the entire material world. In the elemental system of ancient Japan, it's called ku, which means void, sky, or heaven, representing creative energy, power, and spontaneity. Besides the expansion and clarity that space facilitates in us, there's another great reason to make it a priority. It's the antithesis of the perpetual mental engagement that dominates our lives more than ever. All the time we spend plugged into the massive flow of media, data, and communications, we're disconnected from the magic of the moment and the natural world around us. Inviting space into our lives reminds us who we are.